happens, when it happens, wherever it happens. Local, regional, and global. Only on Q95, the big station. Q95DA.com. Right on cue.
Good evening. This is the Prime Evening News for today, Monday, March 23rd, 2020. I am your presenter, Whitney Milina. In the headlines, Dr. Swinburne A.J. Augustine, research microbiologist, immunologist, and member of the EPA, advised Dominicans to treat this pandemic seriously, but refrain from panic. From the region, chairman of the Antigua and Barbuda Hotels and Tourism Association, Jerome Jeffers, said, small and large properties are suffering great losses as cancellations far exceed incoming bookings. And internationally, U.S. President Donald Trump has approved federal funding for National Guard troops to be deployed to the free states hardest hit by the coronavirus outbreak, New York, California, and Washington State. The news is brought to you for the very kind compliments of Courts Dominic Limited. The details of these and more stories coming up.
Hassle-free loans for your every need. Courts have you covered, best believe. Courts ready cash is for everyone. Not to worry, fast approval. Hurry up and come, come, come. We got it all, we on the go. Courts ready cash, you already know. We got it all, we on the go, go, go. Courts ready cash, always ready when you're ready, let's go.
Courts ready cash, ready when you are.
Welcome back. First up, speaking to Q95 FM Radio on Monday, Dr. Swinburne A.J. Augustine, member of the Environmental Protection Agency, EPA, and research microbiologist and immunologist, advised Dominicans to treat this pandemic seriously but refrain from a panic. Dr. Augustine advised Dominicans not to be too fearful if they keep themselves educated on the guidelines in dealing with the COVID-19 pandemic.
Dominica shouldn't be fearful. Fear is a product of a lack of knowledge.
Okay.
So when you educate yourself, when you educate the public, there is no need to be fearful, because you will have a set of guidelines that the Ministry of Health or the government officials will give you that you follow. We've seen a number of outbreaks before. Right? This is just the latest one. I'll give an example. I was a young nurse at the time when HIV started, and we were, they would throw those patients on the younger ones, and we were afraid to go in the room. We thought that we could get it by just going into the room. We scientists had not yet determined what the mechanism of infection, how it was we were getting the routes of infection. They were not yet done. Just like they're studying this right now, we are doing that as we speak, as it's going. So we are behind the curve, if you want to call it that way. But there is no need to fear. There are a set of principles we follow, and if we follow those guidelines, then we'll be okay.
Dr. Swinburne A.J. Augustine, member of the EPA and research microbiologist and immunologist. Also, a former president of the Dominican Nurses Association, Nurse Rosie Felix, insists that following the measures and protocols recommended to protect ourselves is one way to help protect nurses and the health system. Felix spoke to the size of the Dominica China Friendship Hospital, saying it could quickly be overwhelmed if the COVID-19 pandemic takes root in Dominica.
And that means less of us will have to go to the PMH. PMH is smaller, it may appear big to you, but the human resource is small and will be quickly overwhelmed. If you look at the news, you see the big countries, how overwhelmed they are. Far less for our little PMH. We'll be quickly swamped. You can protect yourself.
Past president of the Dominican Nurses Association, Nurse Rosie Felix. Meantime, after an announcement by a representative of the Dominica Employers Federation during a meeting hosted by the Dominica Business Forum recently that an employee who has to be quarantined or treated due to transmission of the COVID-19 could use their vacation leave to absorb the quarantine period as an option. Secretary Treasurer of the Waterfront Allied Workers Union, Curtis Augustus, says this statement is unlawful and is not supported by the union. In an interview with Q95 News on Monday, Augustus referred to recent negotiations with some employers who agreed to provide up to 12 weeks off to any employee within their quarantine period without the use of the employee's vacation leave.
We are being engaged by various, three employers to deal with the question of the COVID-19. And we have had so far discussions with the Fortune Hotel, the First Caribbean International Bank, and with Dominica Broadcasting Corporation. I had to compliment those organizations for engaging us in relation to this challenge that we are all facing with the advent of the coronavirus. We believe that we are all in it together, and therefore all of us should put our foot in the same place to discuss and to find some solutions to or protection for the workers that we represent. The employers have a responsibility, and we have a responsibility. We have in our collective labor agreements provisions for occupational safety and health, and that puts the responsibility squarely on the shoulders of the employers to so provide. But we also believe that the parties can in fact engage each other when such a scenario presents itself.
He continued further.
Because the employee cannot just take vacation when he wants or when she wants. Once qualified, they still have to apply. And the employer can, in fact, by reason of international law, defer such a leave for up to 10 months. So we are saying that only the employee should be able to, with the concurrence of the employer, to take his vacation leave. And therefore, any proposal that is coming up that somebody is quarantined having traveled or having contracted the illness from somebody else, that the period that he is incapacitated or what have you, should be taken off from his vacation leave. So we have a difficulty with this.
Wawu Secretary Treasurer Curtis Augustus. In more news, when you hear local and regional voices campaigning for resources for nurses and midwives, it is a very legitimate call that has been echoed over the years, but one that has yet to be given adequate attention. These sentiments come from immediate past president of the Dominican Nurses Association, Nurse Rosie Felix.
When you hear local voices or regional voices campaigning for resources for nurses and midwives, for safe working conditions, for incentives for nurses and midwives, it is not a strange call. It is not an unusual call. It is a very legitimate call, and this call is not only since this pandemic. It's a call ever since I have been a nurse. I've heard those calls. And many governments have not heeded the call to invest more in health and to invest more in nurses and midwives.
Nurse Felix says that some of us find solace in saying that the developed countries themselves are struggling as well. But that's not a valid standing point, because there is always more that could be done.
Of course, some of us want to take consolation in the fact that the big countries are struggling so well. Will struggle too. But the big countries should take their own flag, because if their budget, if their resources are richer, it means, and their health systems are strong, as they claim, it means they have not invested sufficient to make it the strongest that it could ever be. And certainly in the small developing countries, we could do better because we do have resources at our disposal that we could do more, we could do better.
Dominica Nurses Association immediate past president, Nurse Rosie Felix. In more news, in an interview with state-owned DBS Radio, Chief Cultural Officer Mr. Raymond Lawrence stated that the Cultural Division has cancelled all Dumfest events scheduled to be held in May 2020, including the Dumfest Song Contest, due to concerns over the coronavirus and based on recommendations from the ministries responsible for culture. Lawrence says the division is playing its role in preventing any spread of the virus. He stated that the division encourages all Dominicans to stay calm, to strengthen our bonds of unity, and to look out and care for each other. Being kind and compassionate are also important parts of our culture. We are all in this together, so we needed to take all necessary precautions until this pandemic has disappeared altogether. He extended an apology to all those who were planning to participate in the various events. Meanwhile, one of the island's major events, Carnival Gopwell Volume 2, has also been postponed, according to an announcement by organizer of the event, Dane Danger Dane Smallings, who said, "Because of this pandemic state the world is presently in due to COVID-19, we have no choice but to postpone the second annual Carnival Gopwell to a later date than when normalcy is reinstated." The event was scheduled to have taken place on Saturday, 25th April 2020 at the Windsor Park Sports Stadium forecourt. Trinidad female soca artist Patrice Roberts and Bunya boss Ace Banton, among others, were on the lineup for the show. In more news, "We cannot take any chances with this coronavirus pandemic," says president of the UWP, Isaac Baptist. Baptist was highlighting the level of difficulty this virus has posed to developed countries, and as such, even a small number as one case of the COVID-19 needs to be isolated as vacuum tight as possible.
Cases. So you know that the health services in developed countries, if with just few cases relative to population, that they're experiencing so much difficulties and they are so threatened, we have to be ensure that we cannot get even close to it. So to the point that the political leader Lennox pointed out, you want to ensure that even though it is one case you have, the fact that you are that person may have, you know, contacted so many persons before you discover you that person has is infected, you want to minimize the exposure in terms of contact.
Mr. Baptist says we need to look into our public zones and try to establish some sort of control, such as our public transport system. He is suggesting a sit down with government to implement regulations.
And you have to start looking at your areas where you can have some manage, some control, the authorities. For example, as we mentioned, the public transport system. We do not have a fully organized public transport system, but it is regulated in terms of the number of passengers that you can have on a bus. Right now, I think the average minibus is traveling 16. Is about 16 persons. But I have occasionally taken a ride on a bus, and you know that it is packed. Mm-hmm. Everybody is squeezing against each other. The aisle where you have to go to the back seat, you have somebody have to stand up and lift it up so another person can pass. So how can we be suggesting that you should be, you know, in terms of practicing distance spacing about three feet or 6 feet as a case may be, and yet we have people, you know, packed up in a bus like this? You have to start looking at this. And I'm suggesting that by now, the government should be going in and said, hey, you, the bus drivers, come us, we need to speak. And ensure that we reduce the number of persons that you can now carry on the bus.
President of the UWP, Isaac Baptist. Last on the national scene, all ports in St. Lucia will be closed to all incoming travelers until Sunday, April 5, 2020. That's according to an announcement from the government of St. Lucia that all incoming commercial and private flights end effective 11:59 p.m. on Monday, 23rd March 2020. Aircraft facilitating departing passengers reparating from St. Lucia will be permitted. Air cargo operations are permitted. This is part of the government's effort to contain the spread of importation of new cases of COVID-19. The government of St. Lucia has already closed schools, imposed travel restrictions, and scaled back on non-essential services in an effort to contain the disease. From the region, hoteliers in Antigua and Barbuda are feeling the pinch as the rapid spread of the coronavirus has resulted in equally rapid cancellation of bookings. Chairman of the Antigua and Barbuda Hotels and Tourism Association, Vernon Jeffers, said small and large properties are suffering great losses as cancellations far exceed incoming bookings. He said, "Across the board, you are seeing persons having to adjust their schedules. Staff are working 20 to 24 hours instead of their usual 40-hour work week." With such drastic changes, in the early days of the outbreak, Mr. Jeffers said Antigua and Barbuda has to brace for the potentially catastrophic impact to its tourism product and the economy. And internationally, U.S. President Donald Trump has approved federal funding for National Guard troops in the free states hardest hit by the coronavirus outbreak. Troops will be used in New York, California, and Washington state to deliver medical aid and set up medical stations after the number of deaths nationwide rose to 471 and infections to 35,244. There are fears of a shortage of key medical supplies in New York City. A bill to fund national relief efforts has been blocked by the Senate. Opposition Democrats want the emergency stimulus bill, which is worth almost $1.4 trillion, to include more money for state and local governments and hospitals, while Mr. Trump's Republicans are pushing for quick action to reassure financial markets. And that's the Prime Evening News. Here's a recap of our headlines. Dr. Swinburne, A.J. Augustine, research microbiologist and immunologist, and member of the EPA, advised Dominicans to treat this pandemic seriously but refrain from panic. From the region, chairman of the Antigua and Barbuda Hotels and Tourism Association, Vernon Jeffers, says small and large properties are suffering great losses as cancellations far exceed incoming bookings. And internationally, U.S. President Donald Trump has approved federal funding for National Guard troops to be deployed to the free states hardest hit by the coronavirus outbreak, New York, California, and Washington State. The news was brought to you for the very kind compliments of Quartz Dominica Limited. I am Whitney Milina.
Of the hour news as it happens when